We're going to head out to Ypsilanti and be joined by Eastern Michigan head coach Chris Creighton. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. And obviously, after getting back to your office, talk about the performance with the Eagles' 38-17 loss at Kentucky on Saturday night.
Disappointed to lose the game, but not discouraged at all about our team. I feel good about our fight. You know, our execution wasn't perfect. You know, I think that, you know, they're a good football team. You know, they had a lot to do with it. We feel as though our special teams units have a chance to be pretty good. And, you know, some of those guys got the ball in space, and they were really, really tough to manage. So far from perfect, lost a turnover takeaway margin, but turned it over twice in our own end in the second quarter, and our defense did an outstanding job in those sudden change situations. And offensively, we got untracked a little bit in the second half and was able to score a couple touchdowns. And so felt pretty good about our plan. Feel good about our team. We're not where we want to be, but we believe we can get there.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Creighton and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Obviously, you said early on struggles, but your Eagles responded. Late in the fourth quarter, it's a 31-17 game, and offensively, you completed in total 386 yards of offense on the road against an SEC opponent. Talk about the resiliency of your offense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we didn't run the ball much, didn't try to run the ball much. You know, we think that they're built to stop the run, and they're really, really good at it. So we just tried to take what they gave us, and, you know, we didn't get into a consistent flow, weren't able to put points on the board. You know, settled for a field goal where, you know, it just, we absolutely should have scored a touchdown. And some of those are growing pains. but like I said, in the second half, and I talked about this to our team and to staff, you know, I've been in situations before where another team gets up on you big, and so they relax, and, you know, then the pressure's off, and then you start moving the ball versus their, you know, twos and threes, and you feel good about yourself at the end. That's not what happened here. I mean, we just started playing better football offensively in the second half, a little bit more consistency and against their people, and you know, we just a little bit too late.
Looking ahead to week three, and obviously another challenge on the road with heading out to Illinois. When you see and look at Illinois on film, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
They're really good. I mean, that's, you know, they're really good. I watch more of their defense than their offense, and I mean, they're giving up an average of 1.1 yards per rush after two games. You know, it's pretty good. They're very active and disruptive up front. Very different than how Kentucky was built, and so they're going to be a problem. Defensively, we've got our work cut out for us. And offensively, I mean, he's started the quarterback position, and he's thrown seven touchdowns and one interception. They're 57, nearly 58% conversion ratio on third down. And they're, you know, I too, just never having played them before, but being, you know, in the Midwest and following the Big Ten to some degree, watching the Akron game and then the UConn game, I mean, there's an energy and a confidence and an excitement, you know, that, you know, I'm not necessarily surprised at all, but, you know, I think their program people have thrown stones and whatnot, and I'll tell you what, they look really, really good to me and confident and playing really hard. And so, you know, it'll be really no different for us than last week. I mean, we're going to have to really, really play great football consistently in all three phases and, you know, have to have some good fortune.
for your Eagles, having that confidence of the last, you know, two consecutive years, being able to go on the road and beat a Big Ten opponent on the road, just talk about how much that has helped for your program and being able to prep for a road game at Illinois this week.
Yeah, I mean, we're not intimidated, you know. I mean, I think our guys really kind of see it the same as we do as a staff. I mean, that if we play really, really well and really hard and whatnot, then, you know, we'll have a chance to win the game. But just because we've, you know, won a couple times in the last couple of years, you know, there's absolutely no false, you know, confidence that we have or anything like that. I mean, our guys are very realistic about the task at hand. I think there's a healthy confidence, but know that our work's cut out for us.
Specifically, Mike Glass, after 2 weeks, you knew what you had in him heading into the season, obviously, but obviously another fine performance with 337 yards passing and two touchdowns through 2 weeks. Talk about what you've seen from Mike.
Yeah, I mean, Mike, two very different situations in week one and week two. He's just going to get better and better. He's an absolute joy to coach. Just an authentic humility, but just oozes confidence at the same time. I mean, just those two, you know, authentic characteristics in a quarterback are, you know, you got a chance to be special when you got that. And I think he just throws a beautiful ball and has got a high football IQ. And the more and more that he can take over a game, you know, the better. But just proud of him and know that, you know, his best football is still ahead of him.
Well, Chris, I want to say thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Illinois. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Okay, thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Chris. Again, for Eastern Michigan, coming off a 38-17 setback at Kentucky. In that contest, quarterback Mike Glass, 34 of 53 passing for 337 yards and two touchdowns. And for Eastern Michigan, they will be on the road this Saturday, September 14th at Illinois. Kickoff at noon Eastern, and the game available on the Big Ten Network.